Welcome to our weekly Bylong Revival. Just sit back and relax for 45 minutes with your presenter, Albert Chan, broadcasting every Sunday night, featuring more forgotten tunes and rarities on Planet 104.6 FM in Auckland, New Zealand. Some of the great hits on 1955 include 20 Tiny Fingers by Elmer Cogan, Dungaree Doll by Eddie Fisher, and Ralph Young with The Bible Tells Me So. Here's Don Cornell with his version, with orchestra and chorus, directed by Dick Jacobs, a number 7 hit from September.
Oh, how do I know? Oh, how do I know?
This is how he knows.
Have faith, hope, and charity. The way to live successfully. How do I know? The Bible tells me so.
The Bible tells me.
Do good to your enemies, and the blessed Lord you'll surely please. How do I know? The Bible tells me so.
The Bible tells me.
Don't worry about tomorrow. Just be real good today. Charity, that's the way to live successfully. How do I know? The Bible tells me so.
The Bible tells me
so. Have faith, hope, and charity. That's the way to live successfully. How do I know? The Bible tells me so.
That's how he knows it.
Do good to your enemies. The Lord you surely please. How do I know? The Bible tells me so.
Meet a nice show. rosy apples, rosy apples, sweet as sweet could be. Rosy apples, one for my honey and one for me.
There was an old apple tree that grew.
From Reesville, Virginian-born vocalist Evelyn Knight, 1917 to 2009, with the Decca single Rosy Apples with Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians from November 1950. And first up, Del Shannon with the Roger Miller composition, The Swiss Maid, a modest number 64 hit in the States, but fared better in number 2 in UK from October 1962. Sandy Shaw begins the British pop selection with a very short title, Today, reaching number 27 on the UK charts from February 1968, followed by The Bachelors, a trio from Dublin, Ireland, with their rendition of Marie, reaching number 5 on the UK charts from May 1965. This is Vinyl Revival. does have a twin spin from singer-actress Rosemary Clooney, 1928 to 2002, with her version of the Stuart Hamblin composition This Old House with Buddy Cole's orchestra, a number one hit on Billboard from June 1954, followed by Good for Nothing, a duet with Marlene Dietrich with Jimmy Carroll and his orchestra from July 1952.
His children, this old house once knew his wife. This old house was home and comfort as they fought the storm of life. This old house once rang with laughter. This old house heard many shouts. Now he trembles in the darkness when the lightning walks about.
Ain't gonna need his house no longer. Ain't gonna need his house no more.
Ain't got time to fix the shingles. Ain't got time to fix the floor. Ain't got time to oil the hinges. No.
Good for nothing, men are good for nothing, but can we do without them?
orchestra leader and arranger Nelson Riddle begins the musical interlude with Lisbon, Antigua, reaching number one for four consecutive weeks on Billboard from December 1955, followed by US guitarist Chet Atkins with Slinky from April 1960. Chet was the studio session guitarist on most RCA recording artists. Planet 104.6 FM in Auckland, New Zealand, broadcasting every Sunday night with more forgotten tunes and rarities, spanning from the 30s to the 60s and elsewhere. You can also download and listen online at planetaudio.org.nz/vinylrevival, or one word. Johnny Cash and the Tennessee 2 begins the country segment with Down the Street to 301, recorded on July the 17th, 1958, and then released as a Sun single in May 1960, followed by Hicktown, performed by Tennessee Ernie Ford, with Jack Fascinato and his orchestra, reaching number 9 on the Billboard C&W charts from May 1965.
There's a boy.
Everybody calls this a hick town.
Everybody calls this a
tick town. Well, we got one filling station where a nobody stops. A general store and a barber shop. We had a picture show, but it burned down.
And everybody calls this a
tick town.
Everybody calls this a Hicktown.
Australian-born bass baritone singer Peter Dawson begins our vintage track with a second version of The Floral Dance with orchestra conducted by Clifford Greenwood from May 1934. His career spanned over half a century, from Cylinders to the LP record Microgroove. This is Vinyl Revival.
As I walk home on a summer night, when stars and heaven are shining bright, far away from the footlights glare, into the sweet and scented air of a quaint old Cornish town. Born from afar in a gentle breeze, joining the murmur of summer seas, distant tones of an old world dance, played by the village band perchance on the calm air. Came floating the dawn. I thought I could hear the curious tone of the cornet, clarinet, big trombone, fiddle, cello, big bass drum, bassoon, euphonium. Far away as in a trance, I heard the sound of the floral dance. And soon I heard it bustling and prancing, and then I saw the whole village dancing. In and out of the house they came, old folk, young folk, all the same, and that quaint old Cornish town. Every boy took a girl by the waist and hurried her off in tremendous haste. Whether they knew one another, I care not. Whether they cared at all, I know not. But they kissed as they danced along. The band with the curious tone of the cornet, clarinet, and big trombone, fiddle, cello, big bass drum, bassoon, flute, and euphonium, each one making the most of his chance, all together in the floral dance. I felt so lonely standing there, and I could only stand and stare, for I had no mate with me. Lonely I should have to be in that quaint old Cornish town. When suddenly hastening down the lane, a figure I knew I saw quite plain, with outstretched hands I rushed along and carried her into that merry throng, and fiddle and all went gone. We danced to the band, the curious tone of the cornet, clarinet, and big trombone, fiddle, cello, big bass drum, bassoon, flute, and euphonium. Each one making the most of his charms, all together in the floral dance. Dancing here, dancing there, jigging, jonking everywhere, up and down and around the town.
West, find the one that I love best. Tell
back to the late 50s from the Morgan Brothers with their MGM release, Guiding Star, with orchestra conducted by Leroy Holmes, the flip side of NOLA from January 1959. Their next release, Milk from the Coconut, did not reach the Billboard Top 40. The Everly Brothers to continue with their Cadence release, singing All About Claudette, reaching number 30 on Billboard, the flip side of All I Have to Do Is Dream from May 1958. That song was written by Roy Orbison for his first wife. And the hits still just keep on coming.
Oh, oh, Claudette. Oh, oh, Claudette. I got a brand new baby and I feel so good. She loves me even better than I thought she would. I'm on my way to her house and I'll fall out of breath. But when I see her tonight, I'm gonna squeeze her to death.
For our mystery track, but let's hear it first and the details to follow.
Peanuts, popcorn, cracker, jack, a jelly apple, won't you buy from me? Peanuts, popcorn, cracker, jack, a jelly apple, won't you buy, chew buy, won't you buy from me? Peanuts, popcorn, cracker, jack, a jelly apple, won't you buy from me? Peanuts, popcorn, cracker, jack, a jelly apple, won't you buy, chew buy, won't you buy from me? Won't you buy, pretty lady? Won't you buy something new? Won't you buy? Just especially for you. Peanuts, popcorn, cracker, jack, a jelly apple, won't you buy from me? Peanuts, popcorn, cracker, jack, a jelly apple, won't you buy, chew buy, won't you buy from me?
Peanuts, popcorn, cracker, jack, jelly apple, won't you buy from me? Peanuts, popcorn, cracker, jack, jelly apple, won't you buy, chew buy, won't you buy from me?
Singing like the lark, chirping like the cricket, as he strolls along, everybody loves him and his funny song. Peanuts, popcorn, cracker, jack, a jelly apple, won't you buy from me? Peanuts, popcorn, cracker, jack, a jelly apple, won't you buy, chew buy, won't you buy from me? Won't you buy, pretty lady? Won't you buy something? topics just especially for you. Peanuts, popcorn, cracker, jack, jelly apple, won't you buy from me? Peanuts, popcorn, cracker, jack, jelly apple, won't you buy, chew, buy, chew, buy, chew, buy, chew, buy, won't you buy from me? Won't you buy, chew, buy, chew, buy, chew, buy, chew, buy, won't you buy from me? Won't you buy?
That was American singer Mindy Carson with the Chew Buy song with Jimmy Carroll's orchestra and chorus from January 1953. In a 2004 interview, Mindy tells us about songwriter Bob Murrell. The one really big goof I made was turning down Doggy in the Window. I simply could not see myself singing that song and doing woof woof. So they gave it to Patti Page and the rest is history. And Mindy is currently still active at 92 years. Until 7:10 p.m. next Sunday, this has been your host Albert Chan signing off. Good night, everyone.
Till we're engaged, our love will grow, but they won't know. I love you so. Till we're engaged, won't you agree that there will be no one but me? And you're my steady date. I'll stick to you.